fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
On Monday, the 18th of September. The prep tip of the day is to check all your stored food. You might be happy with what you find. You might be a bit disappointed, but you need to do that at least twice a year. We have with us Sam Andrews, proprietor of Freedom Center USA, and world-class training with rifles and pistols in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri. The website is freedomtrain.net. Sam will answer the phone beginning Wednesday afternoon to sign up for a class, have a custom rifle built, get in on a group purchase of thermal imaging. That number is 417-718-2597. And Sam's about to give us a little discourse on how much weight you can carry proportionate to your body weight and still be able to function. Go ahead, Sam.
Yeah, let's go over a couple examples. Let's say you're a 5'6" female and your body fat percentage is around 25%. You weigh about 200 pounds.
Whoa, a 200-pound okay. woman? Okay.
Easy, John. You're going to piss the whole world off now.
Okay.
That's a very common person in our society in America right now.
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So if your body fat percentage is 25%, you weigh 200 pounds, it's pretty easy to kind of figure out where you need to be, right? So if you take your body fat percentage and you look at your overall weight, your overall physical fitness, a person in that range can only carry about 12.5% of their weight comfortably, okay, in a pack. Day in and day out. So if you take 200 pounds, okay, and you multiply that by 0.125, you should come up with right around 25 pounds.
Right.
Now, if you're packing more than 25 pounds and you're a woman with a 25% body fat percentage, a 200-pound woman, in less than a day, you're going to be extremely uncomfortable. You're going to have back pain. You're going to have knee pain. You're going to have all kinds of issues. And so now let's contrast that. Let's take a male athlete. Let's go to the other end of the spectrum. And let's take a male athlete that's a special forces warrior. right? That guy at 200 pounds with a body fat percentage of 3% can carry operationally for a short period of time over 50% of his body weight. In other words, he can carry a pack over 100 pounds fairly comfortably for several weeks. Now, he can't do that day in and day out for a long-term period of time. For a long-term period of time, he's got to go down to 30 to 35%, depending on his leg and back strength. So he's going to be, long-term, limited to carrying a weight between 60 maybe and 70 pounds in a pack. Now, have I packed into the mountains at 220 pounds with a 95-pound pack? Yes, I have, but it was one day in, camped for 10 days, and one day back out, right? I'm not carrying that load every day. I carry that load to go to a place, set up a camp in the mountains, hang out there in Elk Hunt, or camp with my daughter, right? So when you look at how much weight you can carry, you have to be honest about what kind of shape you're in, what kind of extra weight you're carrying in the form of body fat, what your leg strength is, what altitude you're going to be at, what your food supply is, because if your food supply is limited, you can't carry as much weight day in and day out. You also can't travel as far. So the range for a super fit guy is going to be about 35% of his body weight, and that will go down to about 12, 10, maybe 10% for someone who's not in good shape at all. So if you fit somewhere in between that range, maybe 20%, those two extremes, maybe 20% is going to be your limit. And I've worked with people in the mountains. I worked with Dr. Jack Wheeler in expeditions overseas in and around the border of Russia. I mean, I've been around working extensively at altitude and with people packing things. And there are anomalies in this world. We call them Sherpas. They work in and around Nepal. These guys are superhuman. They live at altitude and they eat food that allows their blood to oxygenate. And they have at a level that normal humans can't imagine. I've watched a 160-pound Sherpa carry his body weight at 15, 16,000 feet.
That's incredible.
It's the most unbelievable thing you've ever witnessed. I mean, you talk about a human feat being superhuman. These professional Sherpas in and around Mount Everest and, you know, in and around the Nepal area, they help with expedition climbs up Mount Everest and up K2 and these 25,000-foot-plus peaks. I mean, it's unbelievable what those guys do. But they're the exception. They're not the rule. They're genetically gifted and mentally stronger than anything I've ever seen. And they're just the exception. But for 99.9% of us, the rules I gave you kind of apply to what you can carry on a daily basis.
I know when Special Forces went from the old ruck to the aluminum frame Alice backpack, man, we really thought we were in hog heaven when that happened. Those such a vast improvement in the comfort level of carrying weight on your back.
Yeah, the backpack makes an absolutely huge difference. And if you want to get the highest quality backpack for carrying a significant amount of weight, I would highly recommend that you check out a company called Mystery Ranch. And I believe they have a website, mysteryranch.com, but a lot of our SF guys have great success with their high-tech packs. And they're very comfortable, and their load distribution, everything is fantastic. The key to a backpack is to have a great belt, keep the heavy mass as close to your spine as you can, and to make sure that the vast bulk of the weight is being carried by the belt on the hips, and then you can go a long way.
That's right. You want the weight transferred to the hips, not the shoulders. We got a caller here, Sam. We got Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning. Sam, have you heard of this supplement called Shilajit? Or Shilajit, some people pronounce it that way.
I have not. What is
it? It's supposed to be one of the secrets of the Sherpas, because it's found in the rocks. And but recently, there's been some deposits found in Colorado. But it's it's supposed to be a really good mineral supplement and supposed to be what helps them with their oxygenation.
Do you know what chemical is in it? What the base chemicals are?
Oh, it's got a lot of different minerals in it.
Right. Well, that's interesting. Can you spell that for me? I'm going to research that one.
Well, it's on our homepage at Republic Broadcasting Center.
Okay,
it's
good.
On Republic Broadcasting's homepage.
Yeah. All right, I'll have to check it out. Thanks for reminding me.
All right.
Bye. Well, I know when I'm training to run in competition, my chiropractor recommends supplements that will help me get oxygen more efficiently into my blood. It's, even for 100 meters, it's still necessary to get that oxygen to the blood, isn't it, Sam?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I can tell you this, that I have had really good luck. I've had really good luck eating beets and beet leaves and helping my own personal circulation. I do a lot of that in salads and stuff.
Really, really. That's very good.
Absolutely.
And, it's after top of the hour. How about our farm tip of the week, sir?
Absolutely. We had some people training at the Freedom Center this weekend, and it was really interesting to see a young man from Oklahoma, quickest learner I've seen to this date. His name's Jacoby, and Jacoby ran a 15-second El Presidente, did a little bit of mag change work, a little bit of work with trigger control, and on his very next attempt, ran an El Presidente in the low 8 seconds. Jacoby also shot 4 shots into the same hole from 10 yards away with his pistol. Now, for a 17-year-old young man, I'd say that's certainly worthy of mention, right?
Absolutely.
And so what are the keys to that level of accuracy with the pistol? Well, it's getting what we call a surprise break of the trigger, which is something we teach in our sniper weapon systems classes, right? We teach people to pull the trigger so slowly, to gradually increase the pressure so slowly that you don't know when the trigger's going to break and the round's going to fire. That way you cannot flinch. You can't pull the gun off. You're keeping the sights on the target and pulling the trigger so slowly that you don't know when the gun's going to go off. That is one of the keys to accuracy, one of the keys to excellent trigger control.
Outstanding. Well, it sounds like this young man is certainly well on his way to becoming an expert marksman, isn't he?
Yeah, I think he had a little bit of fun, and he's certainly got some talent. I suspect he'll do a little more shooting. He really enjoyed himself.
Outstanding. And we got open lines. You got a question or comment at 512-248-8252. There's evidence now that there's actually 3 Joe Bidens, not 2, as I previously thought. The real Joe Biden and 2 fake Joe Bidens. And I've seen some mainstream attention to this, where they actually showed close-up photographs of the right ear, for example, of the 2 different Joe Bidens, 3 different Joe Bidens. I hope that somebody like Tucker Carlson will go public with this sometime soon. What do you think, sir?
Yeah, I have no idea. I have no idea. I haven't had time to look at any of that, so I probably shouldn't comment on it. I know leaders around the world, they have doubles and lookalikes that they use on a regular basis for security purposes, but sounds like they might be using these things for other purposes, but I haven't looked into it, so I'm not going to comment.
Well, I have, and my friend Professor McKinney first gave me the heads up a couple of years ago, and we got photographs at my website of the 2 Joe Bidens, the real one with a detached earlobe and the one of the fake ones with an attached right earlobe, and very distinctive and very easily recognized with a quick glance at the multiple videos and photographs, including the State of the Union, the 2023 State of the Union, where the fake Joe Biden delivered the State of the Union address. Now, it's pretty common knowledge that presidents, dictators, kings, and potentates have body doubles for security reasons. They've been doing that for centuries. But I believe the Secret Service will regard the U.S. Congress, House of Representatives chamber, as a secure location because of the State of the Union, don't you think, sir?
I would certainly hope so.
Yes. And given that as a reality, my reality, and the Secret Service reality, there's no security reason to have the fake Joe Biden give the State of the Union. That's what happened. People need to be aware of that, and I hope more people will. I don't want to dwell on that too long, but that's an easily provable reality. Sam, what direction would you like to go next, sir?
Well, I want to say that we shipped out a whole bunch of thermals last week. People should be seeing them hit their door if they haven't. If they've ordered a thermal, they should be seeing that hit their door soon. We'll get the rest of the pistols out at the end of this week. Everybody will have their custom pistols headed their way by the end of the week. We're starting to catch up here, and I'm excited about the fall and some of the training. I think it's really important that people get in these junction bleed classes and they work on their firearm skills. It just seems like the economy has slowed down, I guess, from the raised interest rates and some of the and obviously the inflation. You know, people paying through the nose for gas and fuel and all these kinds of things. It's just a really tough deal. There's just not a lot of disposable income out there for the average person. And what the Biden administration and the Democrat policies have done to this country has really, really hurt. I don't know if you saw the decision. Was it out in New Mexico or Nevada where a judge overruled a gun ban? A Democrat Biden-appointed judge?
Right. It was Albuquerque, the governor of New Mexico. She had a 30-day ban on people with concealed carry permits in the city and county of Albuquerque, and everybody turned against her. The sheriff and chief of police, her own attorney general, and a federal judge. She's out in the cold.
Good, good. And see, that's how we fix these things. We don't comply. We absolutely oppose these bogus agendas, and we just keep doing it.
Even that boy from that high school boy, David Hogg, the anti-gun boy from Florida, even he was against her.
I don't know how you do that. That's pretty miraculous.
It was. And you're right. This is how we do it. We got a caller here, Sam. We got David in Iowa. Good morning, David.
This little bit I'm going to say here came from Dave Hodges. The real Joe Biden was tried by a military tribunal in 2019 and put to death. Dave Hodges said that on the program. He said the Hollywood people say that the current Biden has Hollywood mask, and that's a common thing for them.
Well, I'd like to see, I know Dave quite well, and I'd like to see some verifiable evidence of that, which I have not seen. But we do thank you for your comment there, David. We thank you for your call. Sometimes statements get made without verifiable evidence, don't they, Sam? You're on mute, Sam. Sam, you're still on mute. Hello, Sam, you're on mute. Well, maybe something came up and Sam had to leave us for a few minutes. The call number is 512-248-8252. Maybe Dave will bring that up tomorrow, and maybe he does have some evidence to back up that statement. That's a very massive statement, to say the least.
Yeah, okay. I can't go there, John. Sorry.
Roger that. Okay. Any comments on the culture war, which continues to spin wildly out of control, sir?
Well, I think the biggest element that's coming, and I know we're about on a break, is the new virus, the new pandemic that they're going to try. Plandemic is what I should call it. But right. I think we're on a break, so we'll talk about that after the break.
We'll get back from the break. We'll continue our discussion. Stay tuned.
where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American-made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by the Energy Cleaner. If you're tired of being tired, check out the Energy Cleaner. Arthritis, pain, slowing you down, you can't do the things you want to do, check out the Energy Cleaner at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA, world-class training with rifles and pistols in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri. The website is freedomtrain.net. Yes, he will answer the phone beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Let's continue, Sam.
Well, in the giant countrywide search for the F-35, I'm reading that it's possible that this jet flew for hundreds and hundreds of miles on autopilot after the pilot ejected. Apparently, this program with the F-35 is $183 billion over its original cost estimates. And it's now cost the American taxpayers $1.7 trillion. I had the joy of working with a really, really bright engineer who worked on low observable aircraft, and including some aspects of the F-35. And it was absolutely fascinating, the criticism that he had about the whole project.
Oh, yes.
And he said that they basically tried to make the F-35 serve three different branches of the U.S. military, meaning that the plane that was designed to land on the aircraft carrier carried over its features to the Air Force version, carried over its features to the Marine Corps, and he said they basically made a truck that didn't do anything well.
Right.
And the electronics and software disasters with this F-35 are legendary at this point. That plane's been grounded more times than I was as a young boy for misbehaving. I mean, it's a bad deal. So, I don't know what to think of the F-35 project. And I find it absolutely amazing that this plane that this guy ejects from the transponder is not working.
Right.
Yep. This doesn't look good at all.
No. I don't want to dwell on it too much longer, but a friend of mine is an engineer on F-15s at Boeing. He says the F-15 with the latest upgrades that the Air Force would not get, that the Israel and South Korea gets, are make the F-15 basically the same as the F-35 with very little difference.
Yes, it has to do with the ability of the radars and the current missile systems and that sort of thing, but also the low observable signature of the aircraft has been greatly improved on the F-15. So, yeah, the F-15's been a stalwart performer for the U.S. And I'm not sure a properly equipped F-15 couldn't deal with the same number F-35s fairly comfortably. So
yeah. Well, the Trump administration bought the first purchase of F-15s in probably 20 plus years, and there's a reason for that. I don't want to dwell on it too much longer, but that's our reality, isn't it, Sam?
Yeah, we have a very incompetent presidential administration. We have criminals running the Department of Justice and the FBI, and there needs to be a house cleaning. And I want to tell everybody this. Go ahead and get mad at me if you want. Kill the messenger if you choose. But here's the truth. Donald Trump ran on a platform in 2016 and was elected for his campaign promise of draining the swamp. Donald Trump is about to be put in jail by the swamp he didn't drain.
Right.
So put that in your pipe and smoke it, and let's try and figure out what to do with this country from here on out.
Absolutely. And we got about an hour break coming up in less than 2 minutes. The call number is 512-248-8252. There's always new improvements in ammunition. Anything that we need to know about in that area, sir?
Well, I think for the long-range shooter, the Hornady A-tips, they're just out shooting everything I've ever tested. I think for anyone needing to carry a lot of ammo, the true ammunition, true velocity ammunition, is just absolutely the way to go. And if you're looking for accuracy, of course, Lapua brass is still at the top of the heap. There's nothing new there. There's a couple of new powders out that we haven't tested. I'm going to get to those hopefully in December, and I'll be able to report on that. Right now, for the 5.56, the VMAX, 53 grain VMAX, and 26.5 grains of benchmark is still king. The A-tip long range boat tails are the best thing out there. Some of the reloaders, RL26, RL23, RL16, there's a new powder out, RL15.5. So if you have a 308, you're going to want to look at this new powder. It's temperature insensitive, which is a great thing. It produces over 100 feet per second more velocity than Varget. It definitely is something to look at for the 308 or that speed cartridge. So there's some new stuff trickling out.
Absolutely. We got a caller here. We got John in Texas. Morning, John. Hold on, John. We got a break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. New things there every week. If you haven't been there for a while, check it out. Articles that will inform, entertain, make you happy, make you sad, make you angry at thelibertyman.com. We have a humor section also. It's a lot of fun. We got to have some humor in our life. Products that will help you achieve your goals, such as a Liberator rocket heater. Yes, winter will be here. And, of course, the energy cleaner. My home business. When you make your purchase, I personally pack it up and ship it to you. Priority mail. We have with us Sam Andrews, proprietor of Freedom Center USA. website is freedomtrain.net. And we got a caller here, Sam. We got John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Is the F-35 program likely to go the way of the TFX?
No, because there's too much money already spent, too many F-35s out in distribution.
Okay, the TFX was it was created under, you know, they were trying to make a plane that would had high, that would be one size fits all for each service, correct? But it was they couldn't get enough thrust on it. And all they managed to salvage out of it was the F-111, wasn't it?
Well, I guess, and the F-111 used some of that technology, but go ahead. What's your point?
I was wondering if it would just end up being sort of a limit. It ended up being an attack. The frame of the TFX frame was used as the basis for the F-111. It was really just they turned it into the F-111. They used it as a ground attack plane. I mean, and they used it in Desert Storm. I was thinking possibly it would just end up being a limited purpose one service plane that would use mostly, I guess, just a sort of a support plane for the Air Force. But anyway, also, if the Soviets took over, or the Chinese, you know, they've been talking about them invading the U.S., I suppose there would be a Russian attack on what if the Russian attacked Western Europe, would West and North Africa join in against Spain and France? And they would be given looting rights in these areas.
Well, if you look at the BRICS alignment, I think you'll see that the members of BRICS have a severe financial interest in going the direction that Russia and China go, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think people align with their wallet. So I think that's probably the clearest leading indicator that we have of who's going to go where, right?
Mm-hmm. But if there was a conflict with Western Europe, what would happen in Morocco, Algeria, Tunisia, and the former?
Well, those countries don't have the logistical capability to do a whole lot, so I wouldn't worry so much about them. I'd be much more worried about Russia, India, China, Brazil, countries that have significant logistical capabilities.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just waiting for Canada to join BRICS. That's what I'm waiting for.
Oh boy!
would these other countries be involved in subversion and infiltration within Western Europe, or they already are? They already are, to some degree.
Right, John. We thank you for your call. We need to move on, John. We appreciate the call. Our next caller is Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Yeah. Good morning, guys. Sam, this is just also just throwing out some information on your the backpack. On YouTube, there's an old guy on there. I don't know if you're familiar with him. He's called the Gray Bearded Green Beret. Have you ever seen him?
I don't think so.
Okay. Anyway, I find him pretty interesting, and he has come up with, just for a bug out bag. This is not for super long term, and it probably isn't for winter as well. But he came up with a pretty well thought out little lightweight bag, and he's got it down, he said, to about 18 pounds for something that is just like for people that, you know, haven't done walking or hiking or anything to try to keep themselves, alive. But
alive
that doesn't include, it doesn't include ammunition or any of that. But anyway, I was just, I had another comment too. We're in Montana, we're getting inundated with people moving here with that are tired of being in the, you know, the blue states, California, sure. Washington, they're like everywhere. And it has changed the mindset of people. because these people are selling houses for $1 million and coming here and buying houses for $500,000 and thinking that they're, you know, now they're all now safe. And they go out and buy $150,000 pickups and put all this stuff on them and running down the road with their super bright lights on. You can barely see. And, you know, they're just, the reality is they're stupid. And they think that they're tough and they're all of these things. People are going to realize that mentioning how great the area that they live in is a mistake, in my opinion, because these people that are moving in here are changing things dramatically.
The political landscape, is that what you mean, Kyle? They're changing the political landscape?
Yes, I do mean political, but I also mean, I think they would vote more conservative. I'm not so much worried about that. What I'm talking about is these people don't know split beans from coffee. I mean, you know, they really don't. They don't know how to drive on icy roads. They don't know how to hunt. We had a guy up here. This is no joke. We had a game check station, and this guy shot a llama and carried it through the game check station. That's how far gone, thinking he had shot an elk. I am not kidding you.
He thought he had an elk.
He thought he had an elk. That's exactly right. Yep, he shot a llama.
If these guys would bathe their llamas once in a while, the crazy Californians wouldn't think they're elk, right?
Yeah, right. But it's just, I'm thinking to myself about Missouri, and I know here they're building apartment complexes around here that are 200 strong, and there's lots of them. I'm talking upwards of 20 of these things for people moving in here, and they're $2,000 a month to move into these things. I mean, you're like a rat in a maze, and I think they're doing this. I believe personally. I mean, it's a combination of greed, but also of people wanting to, you know, go in and make a whole bunch of money, which they will. But I'm afraid that what's going to happen is, what do you think those people are going to do in a grid down or whatever situation? They're no better off than they would be if they'd have stayed in the city. Because the same, you're going to have 400, 500 people right around you that don't know anything either. And they're, you know, it's going to end up being, and the people that are out here in the country, like I am, I mean, that's where they're going to try to go, you know. So I personally have my empathy.
Well, you know, Kyle, your comments bring something to mind. When I was a young man, I started a phone conversation with this gal that lived in Ohio, right? And I was single, and we were talking and, you know, getting to know each other. And one night she called me and she said, "Oh, my God, my ex-husband is outside." And I said, "Is that a problem? Did he come to see the kids? What's going on with you?" And she said, "I don't know." And I said, "Well, why do you sound so scared?" She goes, "Because he's been trying to kill me." I said, "How long has he been trying to kill you?" She goes, "About 9 years." And I said, "Well, don't worry about it. He's not very good at it." This is a true story. I kid you not, right? That was the last phone conversation I ever had with this woman, right? And and the funny thing is they... you know, the truth is, these people get out there, they don't know what they're doing, they try to come out to the country where you are, they're in big trouble. I wouldn't worry about them.
Well, it's not, I don't have so much of a problem with them trying to come out to the country. I'm not worried about that so much for me. But what I'm talking about is the demographics of who, of these people moving in to this area, and people going to be moving into Missouri. They are, if you think, we as preppers or whoever that's got our head in the game, if you think any of those people, or very many of them, I bet less than 2 or 3% of them are going to be an asset. They're going to be liabilities. And yep. There's things that people need to understand and think about. when they're selling their property or buying or moving to a place or something along those lines, you better make sure that what you're moving into, that, you know, people have a mindset that is solid and down to earth and know things.
Well, and people know need how to skills. Do things. Yeah.
Yeah,
I think your
exactly.
point's well taken, Kyle. I think we got
yeah.
you. Anything
okay,
else?
Okay, guys. Nope, that's
Thank
it.
You.
Okay,
thank you,
Kyle.
Bye.
Thank you for the call.
We got Mike in Kentucky.
That's right. Mike, good morning.
Well, you were talking, or that previous caller was talking about the aardvark with the F-111 was where they developed the swept wings for the Tomcat. So it wasn't a total loss. The Tomcat came out of the aardvark. and they just changed the seating position, basically, in the design concept. So.
Yep.
But like a lot of things, I mean, they spent too much money on it to abandon it, I guess. It was too embarrassing for the contractor, but, who knows? I'd have to dig some more, but maybe they helped to develop the French, terrain following version. I forget what that thing's called, that supposedly can fly faster than the pilot's, brain. If you know which one I'm talking about, Mirage, I think. I can't remember the name of it. Anyway, but those two were similar roles. They're supposed to be terrain following as well. So they just try to pack too many bells and whistles into one thing. But what you were talking about with Trump earlier, as Chuck E. Schumer told him, when he dared to doubt that the Russians hacked the Democratic National Commission and he had some ammunition behind him with William Binney, and he kind of forced or ordered or whatever he thought he was doing. He made, arranged a meeting with the Director of National Intelligence to sit down with William Binney and his crew to look at that, where the timestamps on the packets of information were too dang fast for any known Internet connection. So it had to have been dragged and dropped. And Chuck E. Schumer said, Trump's not a very smart businessman for messing with the intelligence community. They can mess with you six ways from Sunday. And it makes me wonder how he knew that. Well, what dirt did they have on him? You know, how much had they been messing with Chuck E. Schumer? But how does your vote count in such a situation? They've scrapped, as William Binney says, they have scrapped the entire legal system. We don't have freedom of association, right? I mean, if they're watching every little group that could potentially become a threat. I saw it happen with a group called Take Back Kentucky. Concerned citizens of Kentucky, where we were fighting for land rights. I was asked to do a video production about it. You know, all these land use restrictions that came on the line during the Bill Clinton administration for cattlemen and loggers and things like that.
Well, I would encourage everybody to look at what Edward Snowden has been putting out for the last 3-4 months and listen closely, because he's pretty much laid it out where they're at and what they're doing and how to deal with it. And I think he's well spoken, and I think Edward Snowden is, from a technology standpoint, is dead on. I'm not sure I align with him philosophically on everything, but certainly from a lack of privacy and from an eavesdropping, and he's putting out the truth. So check out Edward Snowden's comments. You can find him on the internet if you look.
I think him and Bill Binney both, however, are limited hangouts, and I don't know if somebody's gotten to them, but if you watch enough of their stuff, they never talk about the smelly elephant in the room, which is infiltrated into every aspect of networking.
Yep.
The thing is that they don't have enough people to do what they want. They're trying to work a lot of stuff through intimidation. They don't have enough prison cells to put us all in. They'd like to electronically put us in a prison cell where they're watching everything we do. They're doing that already.
Well, they'll shut you down logistically just like they did the supporters of the truckers in Canada.
Right, so we need a plan, backup plan to the backup plan. I think putting noise in the database, switching SIM chips, you know, doing some things that even youngsters figured out. You don't have.
Well, make sure you have. You know, make sure logistically that you're covered, that you don't just have paper currency. You know, because you're going to need silver in small amounts or gold in small pieces. You're going to need something of physical value, something like ammunition to trade with, right?
Sure.
And I remind people all the time. JTAC that I worked with years ago was over in Baghdad when Shock and Awe kicked off, and he reminded everybody 12 hours after we kicked off Shock and Awe, the very next morning, the only thing anyone would trade for, food, water, a running vehicle, fuel, weapon, and ammo. Those were the six elements of currency in Baghdad 12 hours after society broke down.
And the bicycle shows up. So if you're a bicycle mechanic and you can repair those, a lot of times the bicycle in every war zone is the first thing that moves a lot of times. It's quiet.
Roger that.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay, Mike. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. We have our last break. We'll get a summary from Sam. We'll get back. We'll be right back.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Ciroc grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Bayonets. Where many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Well, Sam, it's time to give your thoughts for the day and for the week, leaving these folks with your best comments, sir.
Well, I think that some fundamental things matter. Part of the problem that we have in our country, and this is with patriotic Americans, I don't like looking at other people and saying, they're doing wrong, they're doing wrong, they're doing wrong, they're doing wrong. I don't like that. I like looking in the mirror and saying, okay, what can I do right today? Right? And part of the problem is sometimes money matters more than the truth. Sometimes speaking up instead of being quiet in the face of these liberal ideologies in the culture war, you know, this lack of courage to speak up. A couple of things really matter. The truth matters. Your relationship with God matters. It will give you wisdom, calmness, and discernment in difficult times. Your relationship with God matters. The truth matters. Your basic skills matter. Can you filter water virus-free? Can you defend a position with a firearm from behind cover? Can you freeze-dry food and pack enough food to move if you're forced out of an area and still be safe? Do you have a gas mask with a CBRN filter? Can you breathe clean air in a bad environment? Do you have some way to survive if they cut the power? Do you have a way to heat your home, a backup system? Fundamental things matter. The truth matters more than your feelings. The truth matters more than your fear. And I'll remind people in the chapter 8, I believe, in the Gospel of John, Jesus makes the statement, the truth shall set you free. So if it's freedom that you really care about, maybe we all need to care a lot more about the truth.
Roger that. I agree, absolutely. Well, Sam, have a great week. We always appreciate you being here on Mondays, and this has been one of the most popular segments I do for a very good reason. We get the truth out, we get the facts out, don't we, sir?
We sure try, you know, to the best of our ability, and I sure have a lot of respect for the people at RBM. They need our support. We should be contributing a little bit to them. There's going to be a lot of deceptions put out in the next few months. And we need discernment. We need not to follow every single deception down into a rabbit hole. We need to be able to discern truth from fiction and stay focused on what matters.
Roger that. Thank you, sir, as always, and have a great week. We look forward to seeing you next Monday.
John, thank you. Let freedom ring, brother. We'll see you.
Okay. All right. Well, tomorrow we'll have the Tuesday Morning Roundtable. Dave Hodges' work is extraordinary, and, of course, we'll have Jeff Nyquist, possibly Steve Bannoun. That is the Tuesday Morning Roundtable. Wednesday, Professor McKinney, Jeff Nyquist back for another hour. And, of course, Thursday, Dr. Lynn Horowitz, as always. Friday, we'll have Marie Lassiter, and it'll be a great week, as always. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, your essential oils, now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless my beautiful county, Crawford County, Missouri, the large, beautiful state of Missouri I get to live in, the even larger state of Texas. And Lord, please, God bless the United States of America.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.